This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey.
This is the American Family Farmer. I am Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, broadcaster, person who enjoys life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Being a farmer makes me happy. It isn't always the best way, if you're thinking about money and how to make money, not the best way to do it, but there's so many more things that are so much more important than money. We have to have it to survive, I understand that, but the other side of it is there's just so much that we're grateful when you get close to the soil. It certainly grounds me, and I hope it grounds you as well. There are problems, however, and in the news this week, farm news, there is a price on land that has been brought about by, now it's been stopped, the Chinese investment, Bill Gates, and some other people that have investment funds that have been pushing up the price of land. So you want to know where the most expensive acre of land is in Nebraska? Nine bidders last week interested in the Falls City area farm that was for sale, and the auction started at $1,000 an acre. The price kept going higher. It was assessed at $4,185 an acre. The Nebraska Farm Real Estate Report said the average price being paid for an acre of land in Nebraska so far this year is $6,070. This online auction lasted a week. There were 117 acres of land near an irrigated parcel. This, again, is in the southeast corner of Nebraska. The auctioneer, a fellow named Jason Smith, has a company called Dream Dirt. He wasn't sure where it was going to go. Bidding got up to $17,000 an acre. Two buyers remained. And how many of us have done that in an auction? That's happened to me. It actually happened pretty recently. I was the bidder on a New Holland 38 flail chopper. And it went back and forth, just the two of us. So we bid it up $1,000 more than everybody else wanted. So does that mean the value is, we inflated the value? No. It's worth what somebody's going to pay for it. And in the case of this land in Nebraska, the previous high, by the way, for an acre of land had been about $17,000. Anyway, these two guys back and forth, one of them blinked. The other one had the high bid at $27,400 an acre. And that's the sale price. $27,400 an acre in Richardson County, Nebraska. A record for land in the farm. I remember when I was a student at Heidelberg, the farmers around there in northwest Ohio thought $3,000 an acre. Now, that was back certainly in the 60s, but still, I would bet that there's probably going to be, you know, in this circumstance, they you know, probably $25,000 land in northwest Ohio. The fellow who's the senior economist for the Nebraska Farm Bureau said he was flummoxed. He said this land sets a record. The scarcity of land is driving up the price. Farmers have an opportunity to purchase, but then the beneficiary here is the seller, not the buyer, unless it's a big-time guy who's putting a lot of money. This is a company run by two brothers, David and Stephen Frederick. They have a farm. They have a lot of land, and they wanted to add to the operation. So they're the ones who bought the land. Anyway, that's a lot of money. 27. Well, it's not around here. I would say, just to sort of to compare and contrast to Massachusetts, where I am, The land on my farm, the land that's capable of being developed, is worth $350,000 to $400,000 an acre. And you say, "What are you crazy? Why are you still doing farming on it?" Well, because I'm crazy. I guess that's the bottom line there. All right, let's move to Michigan. Farm vehicle accidents on the rise. And this is underscored because there are a lot of these kind of accidents not only happening in Michigan, but all around the country involving farm vehicles. There were 168 accidents on farms, according to state police reports in Michigan. Traffic accidents, accidents on the farm, 5 fatalities involving farm equipment. Farm vehicles defined as those used for lifting or carrying implements for agricultural production. Tractors, trailers, combines, plows, wagons. 23 accidents involving farm vehicles occurred in October, more than any other month. Accidents happen between noon and 5 p.m. We need to move our equipment around. I do it all the time at that time. And people who don't know, they blow their horns, give you the finger, whatever, stupid as they are. This is something, without us on the road going from field to field, you don't have any food. That's basically it. We got to move around. We got to move our livestock, move the equipment. And so the way it is today, actually, you know what? I think I'm going to ask my guests. This week we're going to meet a fellow Bay State dairy farmer named Warren Shaw. I'm going to talk to him about these sorts of things because he's in a suburban neighborhood with his farm as well as my farm being in a suburban neighborhood. So what sort of problems does that present? We'll start with that in a matter of moments here. Warren Shaw with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer program. Right now, let me help you with your need for getting a good night's sleep, your need for getting a good shower and feeling like you're drying yourself off. The two things that I'm going to present both come from My Pillow. The Giza bed sheets, right now, biggest bed sheet sale ever from MyPillow. With the promo code DS, you can buy a set, various colors and sizes, for $29.99. These sets come with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, for people listening to this program, the Giza Dream Sheets, 2 sets for one low price. It's an amazing deal, and these are amazing sheets. Check it out. Use the DS code at MyPillow.com for those. And then there's the towel deal. The towels, people think MyPillow, okay, it's about pillow and sleeping. Well, towels are important to have in your bathroom. We all know we've had towels that didn't dry us. These towels not only are soft, but they actually dry you. Each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, a washcloth. So for my DS code, you get these for $39.99. That's right. Promo code DS. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, enter the promo code DS, and take advantage of the price on the towels and the sheet sets and pillows themselves. That's the DS code, MyPillow.com.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Gressy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here. I'm a Bay Stater, and I've invited another Bay State farmer, dairyman, his family's been in this for a long time. My family hasn't. That's where the comparison ends. I don't come from a farm family. Warren Shaw, who runs Shaw Farm, very successful dairy operation, and also a family has set up a dairy store. They have a restaurant in the town. He's from Draycott, Massachusetts. He's also, beside being a very active, involved dairy farmer, is the president of Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation, and as such has led a change. So I thought we'd talk about a number of things today to bring people up. This program, I think you've listened to it before. You know that it's aimed at helping family farmers like you and me to have a better time of it. And we certainly know that dairy has been the last stop on having a good time when it comes to farming. And I don't know whether you see, you've had a successful operation because you figured it out. Do you see things in general for the dairy business getting better?
Well, I actually don't. And by the way, good morning, Doug. I look at the dairy industry as something that has kind of gone through the process of Walmartization, right? So, you know, if you're one of those giant dairy farms with 5,000 cows in the Midwest, you're going to be okay. But if you only have 300 cows and you're still, you know, selling it out of a bulk tank to a co-op and working with the fee that the federal government assigns to you, it's not a good long-term business model.
So then what have you done at Shaw Farm that flies against the fate that you just described?
Right. So we've been fortunate. I mean, I will say that although I've, you know, developed it to be, you know, somewhat of a large organization. Prior to that, Shaw Farm never sold milk to a co-op. So I have a picture of my great-grandfather delivering milk with a horse-drawn wagon. So we always did that. We always, worked directly with consumers. That just kind of evolved. So then we got into, you know, the larger farm store, home delivery. You know, we have a fairly sizable wholesale business, but all of that out of necessity, because if we were still the same size, the earlier version of this was, we'd be long gone.
Right. So under the circumstances, with all these various activities, did you get inspiration from your father, your grandfather, or is this pretty much something that you have children that are involved in the business with you? Your son is the dairy guy. Your daughter runs the restaurant. So how did you, you know, we've only got a few seconds here, so I don't want to go down this road too long before we have to pause, but is it pure inspiration?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no question that the further development of it, the larger farm store, the new bottling facility, all of that was my, definitely my vision. But couldn't have done it without all those other people doing what they did. So,
yeah. They grew up around it, and so they're used to it. You know, you grew up around it. I didn't, well, I did, but I didn't grow up on a home family farm. I took over the farm from the folks that were like my second family, and I now control all the land that I worked on as a kid. But it isn't the same, I think. And let's talk about that. Growing up on a family farm. Warren Shaw is here with us. Shaw Farm in Draycott, Massachusetts, the focus on this week's American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With Warren Shaw, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer Weekly Visit with you. Warren is a friend, he's a colleague, somebody that I have had lots of great positive exchanges, interchanges, any more in the last few years we've become friendlier. Maybe it's because we have common interests. I'm not sure. We both are a little long on the tooth. We've had some experiences. But Warren also does a local radio program in Lowell, Massachusetts. And so we have fun talking about some of those things as well. You got to make it fun, even though sometimes it really isn't. So it just from your observation, you know how I came up. I didn't have family, but I escaped to the farm to escape from my family. And I grew up around the animals, been around cows all of my life. There's something sacred to me about the cows, and not in the Indian sense, but yeah, I have a little different play on what the animals are all about. And maybe that's not good business. What is good business when it comes to the farm, taking care of the cows? What happens to the cows? What is your experience, and how have you managed to? You kind of have a dual purpose farm. You got organic on one side of the barn, yep, and you got conventional on the other side of the barn. What kind of a headache is that?
Well, actually, it works pretty well. You know, there's a lot that you've said there, and I do want to say that I look at your experience as being you grew up around some people that were struggling to stay in farming, and you developed a passion for it, a passion for land preservation and animals. That's got you to invest all the money you did to make your operation go. With us, it was, right, so we already had this farm in the family, and how are we going to make it such that we can pay the bills, we can pay the people that want to work for us, and all of those things. So whatever it is, if you want to be successful and you want to hire people to do it, to me, you have to develop a model that will allow you to do all those things. You know, in terms of the dairy herd, I mean, that's just, I mean, it's a traditional thing where dairy cows make their contribution giving dairy products, and they also become part of the livestock meat business. So there's all of that. I mean, and that helps make what we do pay the bills. And that's at the, because there's so many people that you know, what you do, what I do have failed and end up losing their shirt over it. So it's just whether we happen to like exactly what happens or not, still have to, all the people that, that work here, there's like 27 of us that work here on the farm. I mean, those people need to be taken care of. So
you got
to
make the payroll. So how is it different now? I want to spend some time talking about you in your role with the Farm Bureau. The Mass Farm Bureau has elected you. Members have elected you as president of Massachusetts Farm Bureau. I've become more active, frankly, since you've been president because I see the leadership that you have there. I mean, I don't have to blow smoke in your ear. You and I don't have that kind of relationship. We have kind of a fun relationship, but I like what you have done, and therefore I have volunteered more of my time at a time when, frankly, I don't have the time. But I feel like I want to contribute because there's something of a legacy, and it isn't just about the farm. Your legacy is your farm, but your legacy is also going to be what you are doing to help other farmers through the Farm Bureau, and I feel that way as well. Does it work? I guess we have to wait and see, kind of.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it will. It's just kind of people like you and I that put the effort into it. So Mass Farm Bureau is the, you know, the legislative liaison for agriculture, the voice of agriculture, whatever you want to say. But it's also, you know, when a farmer has a problem with the local community, with some regulatory arm of the local community, you know, we have their back. And the same at the state level when, you know, there's always somebody coming for you that has a different agenda. We need people to be there to take care of things. And the same thing on the federal level.
Yeah, let's talk about it more with regard with a focus on the law, if you will, as we continue on the American Family Farmer this week.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can... I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Nicole was downgraded to a tropical storm after making landfall along Florida's Atlantic coast as a Category 1 hurricane early Thursday morning. The storm made landfall about 3 a.m. Eastern near Vero Beach, bringing with it strong winds and dangerous storm surges. Governor Ron DeSantis with more.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida.
Since neither candidate landed 50% of the vote in Tuesday's midterm elections, the Georgia senatorial race between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker is heading to a runoff election December 6th. It has been confirmed that President Putin will not attend next week's G20 gathering of world leaders in Indonesia. He will instead be represented by his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
American Family Farmer, another half hour of conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, my friend Warren Shaw, who runs Shaw Farm, Shaw Dairy, the Shaw Restaurant. He's done a lot of things. He's got his family involved in it. We're talking about the Farm Bureau and what they're encountering, what we as farmers encounter with what I don't have any reservation at referring to many of the laws that we have to suffer under as just plain stupid. And so maybe because there aren't enough of us, maybe we haven't made enough noise. I think we're making more noise now because we need to, not only on our own behalf, but on behalf of our customers, Warren, who don't seem to know, and they aren't being helped a lot at understanding what good nutrition is, what good farming is, how we can help them live better lives. There's a disconnect, isn't there, someplace there?
Yeah, there is, and that's a couple of generations deep in my view. Once people just got used to going to the supermarket for all of their needs, then that connection disconnect was made. But I mean, everything that you said is totally accurate. And you know, as a result of this disconnect, you have people that are going to the legislature asking them to do things that would essentially put farmers out of business.
Yeah.
And that happens at in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and it certainly happens at the national level. And so without Farm Bureau, and that's what drives me. I know that every farmer in the state of Massachusetts needs the support of an organization like that.
Yep. Well, we need support, generally speaking, because we've allowed, as our country has allowed, people to be in charge who don't have a clue. Sometimes they're well-intentioned, sometimes right. They're not. When you get people, I was looking at the story in our Farm Bureau monthly newspaper about the modernization of milk markets. You said something when we got started that your father had never shipped any milk into what we now call the pool. I used to sell a lot of raw milk, as you know, and what was left over wasn't much, went into the pool, and I always resented the hell out of it. I wanted to pasteurize some and sell, but it really didn't make my business, and by the time I got to that, the barn had collapsed, the cows had died, and I just didn't have the gumption to go back to it.
It's definitely a big undertaking. There's no, you know, unless you've got an organization of people that want to, you know, take that walk with you, it's a very difficult, you know, very difficult business to create.
Oh, absolutely. And so, well, that's why more young farmers are going into produce, because it's easier. Dairy is not easier. It requires a huge investment. There are some young guys that are getting into it, and certainly the value of cows at the moment is pretty much up there. You and I both know that. But then what do we do to sustain this? Because it goes up and down and sideways. We can speak to the audience of this program, because anybody who's been in dairy knows how ridiculous, frankly, the structure is. The government, I don't even remember, how did the government get involved? Do you, your father, anybody know how the government got involved as to setting prices?
Yeah, I mean, I can't give you the history of it. It started way before I did, and probably even before you did. But
what he's doing, folks, is he giving me a little jab because I'm a couple of years older than he is. I get it. Okay, it's fine, Warren.
But just a couple, fair. Yep.
Yes. Okay.
I would say it was in the 40s and 50s that all developed, and it's gotten mm-hmm. stronger. It puts the power in the hands of the large, you know, co-ops, and,
yeah, yeah, right.
Little guys have very little influence over it. So, I mean, all the places like Shaw Farm can do is to carve out a niche for themselves where they, you know, they can't be pursued by the giants, and that's kind of what we've done. There's a bunch of other people that have done it, and, you know, to your point about young people not getting involved in dairy, there's actually been some movement in that area, I would say in the last 12, 15 years, where people are finding interest in dairy, particularly, you know, things like organic. I do think that there's reason to think that in New England, the future of dairy is going to look more like what you and I are doing, and less like, you know, nobody's going to be able to have 1,500 cows on a farm because the land space is not available.
Before you came on, I was going through the news every week. First few minutes of the program, I do some news that affects farmers. And I was reporting on the sale of some land out in Nebraska that went for $27,400 an acre at auction last week. And thinking about what we pay, I mean, I'd love to buy some land, wouldn't you, for $27,000 an acre? Yeah, I mean, but that's all relative. And it's what you can afford. These people, the farmers, bought it because they want to expand their farm, but it's not ever for dairy. That stuff right. never is in line for dairy benefits. It's for growing corn and beans and stuff for the most part, right?
Right. No, that's true. And you know, it's funny, the markets for land value, agricultural land value, you know, they very much differ across the country and across the state. I mean, if you get... If you get out into the Connecticut River Valley,
we probably could find some land for $27,000 an acre.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely true, and I've seen that develop over the years. And the, you know, their climate is different. They can, you know, their soil, the river bottom soil. So, you know, where we are in Draken, we're basically, you know, growing
rocks.
Crops on whatever the glacier left us with. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Rocks. So, I haven't got rocks. I'm trying to finish a field right now. It's all damn rocks. Everywhere, and that's like they grow in the field. So everybody's got something different to contend with. But the one universal thing we can agree on as far as milk people are concerned is the government has allowed the biggest, like everything else in every other business, you talk about the Walmartization of the world. The big guys come in, they eat up the little guys, put the little guys out of business, and it sounds like wah, wah, but it's true. And then ultimately, not you, people that are listening to this that are connected not just to the farm but to food and family, you people are the ones that lose, ultimately. The quality of most of the stuff that comes out of these farms, I know, Warren, you travel around. I've told you the story. I've told the story on the air. When I drive out to California, if I take the lower route and go on 10, when you go through El Paso and out into New Mexico and around Albuquerque and some of the areas in Arizona and Southern California, the stink from those feedlots where there are thousands and thousands of cows goes on for miles. What the hell do you think the quality of the milk is if it stinks that much? And if so, what are we getting here for our money?
Right. And you won't see anything like that in our state. I mean,
no.
I do think the larger, I mean, I've seen some of those businesses that I think are not in the best interest of food production, of their community, just all of it is just, way too much activity going on in a feedlot operation like that. Unfortunately, I mean, that's what people are looking. They're looking for cheap food. I mean, in the marketplace, you know, all of what you see in markets, supermarkets, and other places where lower cost food is, it's consumer supported. So they're the ones that are really driving the demand for these giant farms because they want it to be less expensive.
Yep. Warren Shaw from Shaw Dairy is with me this week on the American Family Farmer. We continue in a matter of moments. A reminder about how to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way, and to keep that weight off. Check out the website toploss.com, if you please. Go through the program prescribed for users of Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is the stimulant-free, the drug-free weight loss formula that works or your money back. 86% of the people over the 25 years they've been in business have had success. That's why you choose Calitrin, because you want to be healthy at the end of the day. Results, 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 results. Studies prove that Calitrin works. So take a few moments if you're thinking about doing this to enhance your ability to look and feel your best, lose the weight, but more importantly, keep it off. Find out how you can do that. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, and you'll be able to get free shipping plus 90 days free as the supply. We get into the winter weather months. People want to be more conscious of this. There's challenges because they're making a lot of this stuff, but get in on the action right now. Find out about Calitrin at toploss.com.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So grassy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls
with strips of bacon.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday, it's bacon!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
With Warren Shaw from Shaw Dairy. If people want to, again, as I promote the good, successful farms and farmers, let's say somebody's listening and they want to figure out what you're all about. I give people my email address or my web address all the time at Facebook. What's yours?
Well, we are shawfarm.com. It's pretty simple to remember, all one word. And then we also have Facebook. We do a lot with social media.
Yeah.
It tends to be a great marketing tool.
That's because somebody that is younger and smarter than you is in charge, right?
I wouldn't say that. I actually
really?
Am pretty good with some of this stuff. Although, you know, to your point, they are better at it than this old guy is.
Okay, but, yeah. I just can't get myself. I have the kids, the girls on the farm. I don't get it. And I'm so busy, I don't want to get it, frankly, because I find you get into it, you start clickbaiting stuff, and you can spend a day looking around at stuff that just, you know, doesn't
you
get you
lost.
Anywhere. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
There is in Massachusetts a farm, the Jordan Dairy Farm in Rutland. I'm sure you're familiar with them, that are turning poop into power. And as the dairy folks that they are, and I was thinking about this with regard to your farm, and I know the way it's laid out. Could you do what they've done out there? And is this something that keeps people off of our back, as false as they are worried about methane? What can we do, or what should we do, to conceptualize or make reality what is conceptually a great idea, the methane gas, and turn it into electricity?
Yeah, and that's what it does. They're called anaerobic digesters. And Randy Jordan, as you know, as you cited, just they have a great one on their farm. There are three or four of them in Massachusetts, and actually we are part of one. So a number of years, I'm going to say 4 years ago, a gentleman came onto the farm and he wanted to put a digester on my farm. And frankly, my farm's not big enough for it because there's a lot of, you know, sort of industrial activity associated with it. So, but we committed you called
manure.
It poop. Right. So like 60% of the manure from Shaw Farm goes to an anaerobic digester, which mixes with food waste, right? So there's another hook there. Because in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you cannot put food waste into the waste stream, so it has to become either compost or be run through a digester. So we got involved in that a long time ago, and that helps us a number of ways. That facility also makes a liquid fertilizer in addition to the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's absolutely the future for a lot of the waste needs.
Makes good sense. Yep,
and we do solar as well. So
yep.
I mean, anything you can do to enhance the economic activity on your farm—that's
the idea.
While keeping it a farm, and I think that's important as well.
Yep, me too. Be true to your roots, if you will. Warren Shaw from Shaw Farm. It's Shaw Farm. City guy, sound like a New Englander with that. ShawFarm.com, and on Facebook, a lot of social media presence. Just look for Shaw Farm. You want some ideas, some good ideas from a fella who, along with his family, are doing it right, and that's the place to go. Warren Shaw with Doug Stephan on this week's American Family Farmer.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour now on this week's American Family Farmer. I've been named Farmer's Sexiest Man Alive. Do you believe that? No, probably not true. No, it really isn't true. But I was looking at Chris Evans, who comes from the town next to my town in Massachusetts, Framingham. He's from Sudbury. And how he's been. Everybody's going gaga goo goo. There are, you know, they have beauty contests at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting. Well, not then, but there are dairy kind of most beautiful cow, stuff like that. You know, there's always ways of getting to the superlative degree. One of the things I want to talk about this week from my, this portion of the program is all about, not me, but all about my thoughts, the reality of things that we have to deal with. One of the questions that people are answering is how to use, I know this may not be on your mind, but actually I use algae in my compost system. It reduces the carbon footprint of cows because if you feed it to the cows, it's good for them. It's also good for the composting operation. When Warren Shaw, who's here with us this week, was talking about the methane digesters and what we do to take poop to power, those sorts of things are being done on 4 or 5 farms in Massachusetts. I've taken it in a different direction in that I'm building a large compost facility that's taking food and mixing it in, the food scraps, mixing it in with the waste product, the leaves and other things, organic stuff. I mix it with manure, all kinds of things to come up with something that really is good for the soil. So now there's a study that's out to underscore and have us understand how using algae or other things from the sea are good for feeding cattle and also good for the soil. So whether you use it directly on the soil or whether you give it to your animals to eat and it gets to the soil after it's been through 4 stomachs, it's not all the same, but it's all good. That's kind of the thing. These people who just go around willy-nilly criticizing cows are bad, we have to get rid of them all because they're ruining the atmosphere, that's just nonsense. It's pure BS. As I've said many times here when thinking about methane gas and what comes out of the back end of a cow or even the front end of the cow, because cows burp. Matter of fact, they burp like humans do. The more seafood, the more fish, because cows, you know, the sea, the algae and whatever, you know, they're sometimes in mixed up in feed, there is bone meal, fish stuff, that's going to make them more gaseous. But if you look at where a cow has pooped in a day or two after, I'm talking about out in the grass in a pasture, you'll see about a foot to 4 feet of a circle. I mean, most farmers know this. They can see it. The microbes that come out of the cow as a result of the digestion machine, that process that the food goes through in their four stomachs, creates all kinds of wonders for nature. And apparently, seaweeds and macroalgae are good for the cow's system. Makes it even better. So there's been research done. The USDA is doing some research. Some of the land-grant colleges are doing research because of all the noise that's coming from people who keep talking about methane as an emissions and blah, blah. So we put our tax dollars to satisfy those people who are concerned about methane concentration and what it's doing to the atmosphere. Again, I'm very much a contrarian when it comes to that stuff, and I just think, I'm not sure that it's wrong, but it's also not right to keep saying that cows are the reason for the destruction of the atmosphere. That's complete garbage, literally and figuratively. There was a webinar series that was offered last year, and this is where I got my introduction to this, because I like to feed my cows different things, brewage grain, sometimes algae, I've done that before, and so now I see the benefit from doing it, and I want to do more of it. It's just a question of where do you get it. There are some ponds and lakes around. It's algae is more fresh water, at least from what I know, more fresh water oriented than the stuff that would come. I don't think the algae even can live in salt water. I don't know that for sure, but the focus that I'm sending you to look into the fresh water area to find algae there as you can. A lot of the conservation commissions take it out of the water. They're looking for something to do with it. Have them bring it to your farm, grind it up and feed it. Or probably just feed it out the way it is. It's good for what ails them, or what some people think ails us, and that's the methane thing. So some thoughts about what to do, how to make the air better, and still have happy cows. That's my deal. I love happy cows. Happy cows make happy milk, and happy cows make happy people. When you're around them, it's just good. Cows equal happiness. That's my point of view, and I'm sticking to it. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.